Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at zoom.com today. Meet
92.9
happy.
FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
All right, here we go. You made it, Memphis. It is Friday. The weekend is at hand. Yeah, I'm calling it the weekend. It's 4 o'clock. Don't pretend you're still being productive if you're at work. That ship sails early on Friday, all right? On my first rodeo. I am Matt Stark on loan from St. Benedict at Auburndale. Go Eagles. Sitting in today for Gary Parish. You can hit me up on Twitter at TheMattStark. And what a weekend we got on tap here in the Bluff City. A little cool outside, a lot of basketball inside to be played. Memphis Tigers on the floor at FedEx Forum tonight. Memphis Grizzlies play tonight in Orlando, then at the Forum tomorrow versus Dallas. We've also got some college football. Number one, LSU. Number two, Alabama. Knocking hats tomorrow afternoon. Big one in the SEC. We're going to talk about the Tigers with Gary Parish. That's an early tip tonight, by the way. Find out what he thinks James Wiseman will do for an encore to top that spectacular debut the other night. GP just moments away. After we're done with him, we're going to talk some college football. Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Get his thoughts as a former Memphian about game day last weekend. We haven't talked to him since then. And get his expert opinion on what happens tomorrow between LSU and Alabama. At 4:44, we'll get the four stories we haven't discussed, including, imagine if your son or your daughter grows up to become a pro athlete, like a good one, not just a random, right? And then you've got to put aside your previous allegiances and pull for them when they're playing against your favorite team. It's kind of a weird scenario, but we'll get into that because that's going to go down this weekend in New York City with Giants star Saquon Barkley. We'll talk about that at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins will visit because he does every day at 5. We'll talk Tigers, Grizzlies, more with him. And then because it has 6 o'clock tip for the Grizzlies in Orlando tonight, we will do an early dinner to go get you out of here so that you can listen to the Grizzlies pregame at 5:30 with Eric Hasseltine, who's then on the call right here on 92.9 ESPN. But we get the show rolling by checking in with Gary Parish, the host of the show, Mr. Everything for CBS Sports. He's up in New York City again, working for the world's most watched network, the Network of Stars. GP, you good?
I'm great. How are things in Memphis, Tennessee?
Things are, it's a little chilly today, but like I love it. This is right in my wheelhouse. Other people say it's cold. I just think it feels cool outside. Feels good. Get you fired up, I think, for the weekend for some football and inside for basketball. So whatever. We're good. So it's going to be easier for people to find James Wiseman and the 14th-ranked Tigers tonight because they're on ESPNU at 6, taking on Illinois-Chicago. Not ESPN3 when you got to find your cable provider and get online and all that jazz. So what does Wiseman need to do for an encore tonight short of dunking from the Tiger? I mean, it's going to be tough to top 28 points and 11 rebounds in 22 minutes, right?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he goes 20, 11, and 22 minutes again, but I'm not ruling anything out with the way that he played in the season opener. Obviously, this will be a step up in competition, but it is still a sub-100 basketball team that Memphis should handle rather easily. I believe the Tigers are around 19 or 20-point favorites. I'm less concerned with, you know, points, rebounds, blocks as much as I would be of just show the same aggressiveness. That's it. That has always been, I don't want to say the knock on James Wiseman, but the thing that maybe prevented everybody from being a believer that he would be first a star at the collegiate level, not just a great prospect, but a great player, and then the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. The physical stuff is all there. He's 7'1". He runs as well as any big man in the country. Some people I've heard say is the best running big man they've seen in 20 years. Like, yeah. I don't know if that's true, but if people who have been covering the sport for 20 years, if somebody even thinks it's possible, reasonable to say that, then he's obviously a great running big man. So the size has always been there. The athleticism's always been there. The mobility's always been there. The skill set's always been there. But can he have the mindset to dominate every time he's on the court? And he showed that mindset in the season opener. And if he can show that consistently, it's just like Jonathan Givony from ESPN tweeted this morning. Like, he only got around to watching the Wiseman highlights earlier today, and he said in some form, my God, if James Wiseman plays with that kind of aggressiveness consistently, then it's a wrap. And I'm assuming he means the question of who is going to be the number one pick in the draft would be a wrap. There are other great options. Cole Anthony is one. LaMelo Ball is another. Anthony Edwards, I guess, is another. But I'm with Jonathan Givony. If James Wiseman plays that aggressively and that violently, consistently, he will not only be the number one pick in the NBA draft, he will be an incredible college basketball player from now through hopefully April.
So last week, I think you were talking with Jeff, listening to you guys, and you said if you are allowed to redo your preseason pick, and this is in fairness before James Wiseman went out and did 28, 11, and 22 minutes, we hadn't seen him. There was questions about, you know, why haven't we seen him, whatever, the ankle. But then we saw some video, whatever, how good that he looked in the pregame and all that. At any rate, you said something along the lines of, and I don't want to paraphrase, I'll paraphrase because I don't want to try and put words in your mouth, and you could correct me, that you may have dropped Memphis. I think you had them at 7 in your preseason top 25 and 1, that you may have dropped them. After one win over a very overmatched South Carolina State team, are you feeling not only more optimistic about the Tigers, based on everything you just said about James Wiseman, and not just going forward, but specifically going forward next Tuesday, because that's when, you know, this is all really going to get real when they play at 15th-ranked Oregon, granted off campus, but still, that one's going to be a test. Are you feeling better about their chances, having seen what James did and how the other Tigers looked the other night?
I think it'd be crazy to not feel better about it. I mean, everybody knows he's the number one prospect in America and, you know, a five-star big and, you know, projected, you know, top three pick. But we have not seen him, you know, since he was in high school. And to be able to see him in that setting just completely overwhelm everybody and look so drastically different than anybody else on the court, including his own teammates, some of whom will also be in the NBA someday. It was not only encouraging, like from a James Wiseman perspective, but it was encouraging from a Memphis perspective, because if you have a great prospect on your team, it doesn't necessarily mean he's a great player and going to make your team that much better. But what if your great prospect actually is a great player right from the jump? That was the key the other night. James Wiseman looked like a great college basketball player. You know, Cole Anthony, he's not just a prospect. The next night looked like a great college basketball player. Tyrese Maxey in the Champions Classic, another probable top 10 pick at Kentucky, looked like a great college basketball player. And so, yeah, like, you know, I had Memphis at 7, and you're exactly right. I did say that after watching in the exhibitions minus James Wiseman, and with the uncertainty surrounding, you know, Wiseman's health, when he would play, how he would look when he would play, that if I could just start from scratch, I would probably drop them a little, but I wasn't going to do it because, A, I didn't want to deal with the Twitter mentions, and B, I would be judging them by a different standard than I'm judging literally everybody else in the country, because I didn't see anybody else's exhibitions. I don't know what they look like except for Kentucky's exhibition because it was on national television. And I don't know if Memphis is really the 7th best team in the country or the 17th best team in the country or somewhere in between. But to answer your question, yes, you have to be – whatever you thought of Memphis before Tuesday, you have to think more of Memphis after seeing James Wiseman perform like that.
So the question is now, they've got Illinois-Chicago tonight. The only thing I know about the Flames is that their nickname is the Flames, okay, and that they have 3,000-point scorers on the team, which I don't think has ever been done before, and that it's a senior backcourt. They got three guys that can handle the ball. In terms of what everybody always says about winning and succeeding in the NCAA tournament, you need an experienced backcourt. Well, that's clearly, with the exception of Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax, the Tigers don't have that. So do we look for anything tonight to see what the Flames backcourt can do against Memphis? I mean, as we said, like the spread's like 19. Memphis is supposed to handle this team, but there would imagine be things that we can take out of it.
Yeah, well, I think more than anything is you just want to see the most talented players look like the best players. I mean, that's not always the case in a basketball game. You need it to be the case if you're Memphis, if you're going to be a legitimate Final Four contender. And to me, that was a good sign in the exhibition and a good sign in the opener. In the exhibition, who was Memphis' best players in the two exhibitions? The best player was probably Precious Achiuwa.
Mm-hmm.
He was also the most talented player on the court. Then you insert James Wiseman. Suddenly James Wiseman's the most talented player on the court. Precious Achiuwa is the second most talented player on the court. Who was Memphis' best players in the season opener? James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa. So that's a trend that I think is important and needs to continue because the great thing about having projected lottery picks on your roster is the assumption is that they're going to play like projected lottery picks. But if they don't, then you're not the same. And you can go back to a Kentucky team a few years ago that struggled. I mean, it's all relative with Kentucky. They're never bad, but they weren't as good as they were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why was it? There were a lot of reasons. But the main reason was Scal Labissiere was a total role player. He couldn't play. Now, he was projected as the number one prospect in America by some.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have your expectations are rooted in these five-star guys enrolling, well, the next part of that is you need them to perform and be what they're supposed to be, what history says they usually are. And so Kentucky's recruiting class in the Scal Labissiere year it ended up being something less than what it was supposed to be. Why? Because the perceived best player in it wasn't a player at all. And so if you're Memphis, you need to have James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa both perform like lottery picks. I say this all the time, but it's important to remember. Be a great player, not just a great prospect. And so far, and it's so early, everybody understands, but
yep,
so far they both look like they're going to be high-level, if not incredible, college basketball players. And so that is what I would want to see tonight more than anything else. I will say, it can get a little tricky. Obviously, Memphis is a 19-point, 20-point favorite. You're supposed to win the game comfortably. But you are suddenly playing against a group of guys that are, yes, mid-major players for a mid-major team, but they played together for a while. They're comfortable with each other. They've probably never seen anything like James Wiseman, maybe never seen anything like Precious Achiuwa, but they know how to play. They know what it is they're trying to do. And so, you know, these things are only 40 minutes long,
mm-hmm,
you know, like you, and it's a short 3-point line. I mean, you can get caught by, I don't want to say anybody, but you know, if I were the coach of a freshman heavy team, Memphis is, the thing that would concern me most if I were playing a quote unquote mid-major opponent is how long have those players been together? How old are they? How comfortable are they? Because, you know, you would think they won't lose their composure, or you would think they wouldn't be on the court confused by a moment, not knowing what it is they're supposed to be doing. They might just get overwhelmed physically and athletically. In fact, that's what I would predict. But freshman teams can sometimes, in a game, or certainly in a half, just get lost. You know, they forget. You know, they just lose themselves for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Go ask John Calipari how it goes. Go ask Mike Krzyzewski how it goes. And so that is the most interesting dynamic in this game is that, yes, it's a sub-100 mid-major team, but they've got a lot of experience, certainly more experience than Memphis. And, you know, that could play a role in some form.
Talking with Gary Parrish, he's up in New York City doing work for the Network of the Stars, CBS. Let's talk some Grizzlies. They got two this weekend, one tonight in Orlando, back home tomorrow night. And while we're only seven games into the season, clearly Ja Morant has established himself as their best player, the player that people want to see playing. And the Grizzlies, smartly, are trying to make sure that they're in this for the long game, not the short haul. And obviously he had some work done on his knee over the summer. So they're watching his minutes. It's not a restriction. I guess they're not technically saying that. But it's load management. That's the big buzzword right now in the NBA. And we saw it come to a head with the Clippers, who just got fined $50,000 last night because their head coach, Doc Rivers, said that Kawhi Leonard was, quote-unquote, feeling great in a game that he didn't play the other night because they've been resting him on back-to-backs because of his knee issues. What does clearly, your workload goes up at this time of year, so I figured this would be right in your wheelhouse. What can the NBA do about this? What should they do about this?
I think the only thing they can do is eliminate back-to-backs. And I don't even know what that looks like, right? Like, how long do you have to extend the schedule? I mean, the playoffs are already, it feels like, forever, you know, from start to finish. But I don't understand how, if you're a league, you can be in the business of telling a team who it should and should play when somebody should and should not rest. Kawhi Leonard is the Clippers' most valuable asset. They're obviously better when he's on the court. So unless they genuinely believed there is a purpose behind this and they gain something from it, they wouldn't be doing it. You think Doc Rivers ever wants to play a game, coach a game without his best player?
No.
Of course not. But they have decided, and trust me, there is a lot of stuff that goes into this. You know, it's not just people deciding, you know what, maybe somebody would be better if they don't play on consecutive nights. Like, trust me when I tell you, they've got all the data on everything. And they have decided that this asset that is under contract for, you know, than $100 million, we are better off if we do not use him every single game. We're better off if we give him breaks for load management or however you want to describe it. And once a franchise has decided that from the top down and everybody is on board, I don't know what the NBA can do about it. And I'm not sure that they should do anything about it. And same thing with the Grizzlies. Like, if the Grizzlies did not think there was a real purpose behind limiting how many minutes Ja Morant is on the court right now, they wouldn't limit it. Like, clearly, everybody loves it. The experience is more enjoyable when Ja Morant is playing, right? So if they thought it served the greater good to play him 40 minutes a game, I'm certain he'd be playing 40 minutes a game. But he is their most valuable asset as this billion-dollar franchise. Ja Morant is the most valuable asset. And if they decided, based on any number of things, that it serves greater good right now to limit how often he's on the court, who am I or anybody, who are we to argue with that? He's their thing, and they are being very careful with their thing. And given that when he is on the court, he's performing at a high level, so far the strategy, to the extent that it's a strategy, it seems to be effective.
No doubt. Listen, I know you got a busy night with, I think, 11 ranked teams playing, something like that. So have a good night of college basketball, and we'll look forward to listening to you on Monday.
All right, brother. I appreciate you doing it. I'll see you soon.
GP up in New York City. Going to switch it up, talk some college football with Dan Wolkin from USA Today. LSU's playing Alabama. Don't know if you knew that, Bennett, but we'll talk to Dan about that next.
Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. And if you're in the market for a new computer, high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road, desktop, tablet, notebook, does not matter, you need to get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper at Cooper Systems. And you can do that by calling 360-9679, 360-9679. The mistake so many people make when they're buying a computer is they go to one of the big box stores and they just buy a brand new computer, the types that those stores are selling. But here's the deal. Unless you are doing something more than most people who have computers do, email, play on YouTube, mess around on Facebook, you're paying way too much for a computer. You don't need to purchase all of that. But if you go to Cooper Systems, they're going to have something that's perfectly suited for you. And if it's perfectly suited for you, guess what? It's going to be better priced for you because it's going to be able to do everything you need it to do and won't be able to do the things you don't need it to do, but you don't need it to do those things, so why would you pay for it? It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com. Mercedes-Benz of Memphis doesn't just have employees. They have families, more than 90 of them, actually. So if you want to own a vehicle that you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, this is Gary Parrish asking you to go visit Mercedes-Benz of Memphis at 5389 Poplar. You should know, I'm not just an endorser, a spokesperson for Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. I'm a Mercedes owner, have been for years. My Mercedes is fast, smooth, it looks and feels great. It makes me look and feel great. I really do think it's a mood changer. Undeniably, it's an image changer. Also, understand this. When you buy a Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, you're purchasing 100 years of innovation and safety. From standard collision prevention assist to the advanced driver's assistance package, a Mercedes from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis is designed to protect your family. Once you have one, I promise you'll never want anything else. And though it's obviously a luxury vehicle, trust me, a Mercedes is more affordable than most think. Better yet, don't trust me. Go see for yourself. 5389 Poplar is the address. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get world championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive, so if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
The Fitz has done it again. They've gone and upgraded, updated, and elaborated, modernized, stylized, and re-energized. Changes like you would not believe. Just getting better and better all the time, y'all. Now, there's still all the same great action on the casino floor, but with a new layout and look. Brighter, more color, it's a better place to play now. New table games and new slots. Can I get an amen here? Oh, and check this out. There's a new store, The Market, where you can use comps or cash. You kidding me? And there are two new restaurants, too. Buttruckers with the world's best burgers and Bizarre Pizza. You build it, they cook it. Hey, if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Man, the Fitz even has more new promotions, new ways to win even more. I'm telling you, you'll have a rocking good time. Or should I say a sham rocking good time? The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Looking for a great breakfast in East Memphis or Germantown? This is Gary Parrish telling you to look no further than Stack's Pancake Kitchen, where they have delicious egg omelets and other favorites like shrimp and grits, French toast, breakfast egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, and my personal favorite, the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed in any of those things. One location, 4615 Poplar, basically Poplar and Perkins Extended. The newer spots at 7704 Poplar in Germantown Village Square, right across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. And remember, Stack's also caters. Check the menu, stackspancakes.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
If you like pina coladas, get
spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made Stant shirts, and now it's where I get my custom-made Stant pants, because, yes, James Davis now has custom-made Stant pants, and here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about Stant custom shirts. Three measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, Stant and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. Three measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best-fitting pant on the planet. You choose five-pocket, jean-style, dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a two-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
Matt Stark behind the mic today. We talked earlier with Gary Parrish about some Tiger basketball. Got to talk a little Tiger football and college football in general now with Dan Wolkin, national columnist at USA Today Sports. He is at Dan Wolkin on Twitter. Dan, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You were in Memphis for the Larry Porter years, correct?
I was.
Okay. So knowing...
Lots of fun to be had.
Yeah. Join the revolution, Dan. Knowing what you know about the history of Tiger football and the Larry Porter era... how amazing did you find the scene on Saturday, last Saturday, from Beale Street as ESPN's game day came to Memphis?
Yeah, you know, I kind of look at it a little differently just because, you know, they've been good for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the stars were in alignment for them to have game day. And, you know, some of that's out of their hands, right? You have to have the right opponent.
Yep.
The no other games on the schedule, like it just kind of everything came together and their number came up, and that was great. But you know, to me, it's a culmination of the fact that they've done really good work there now with two different coaches for like six straight years. And so I'm kind of over the amazement, and I'm just now kind of, you know, I think they're just fun. Like, it's just a fun program to watch on a weekly basis.
Mike Norvell will certainly be a name that will be brought up with any number of coaching vacancies. His name's already come up with Florida State. Likely going to come up at Arkansas if the Hogs cut bait with Chad Morris. He said all the right things, Norvell, the other day when discussing other opportunities that are out there, citing that the grass isn't always greener, and he'll certainly have a loaded Memphis team if he stays put for another year. You were one of the early supporters of Memphis hiring him back in 2016, which I noticed on your Twitter feed the other day. What do you think is more likely, that he stays or is coaching elsewhere next season?
You know, some of it may depend, frankly, on how this season ends. You know, if they end up winning a few more games and they win the league, get to the Cotton Bowl, then it's probably going to be hard for him to stay, because you know, he'll have accomplished the ultimate. And I just think that at some point the interest will be there for him in a big program, and he will almost be in a position where he can't turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now if they end up losing, you know, you lose to Houston, you lose to Cincinnati, you know, and it's more like, you know, 9-3, 8-4, the offers may not be as good. So you just kind of have to see how that goes. But, yeah, I mean, look, he's going to be considered at Florida State. You know, if Gus Malzahn ends up going to Arkansas, he'll be considered at Auburn. He certainly, USC could end up getting to him down the list if a few people say no. So yeah, like I don't want to say Memphis fans should worry, because what's the point of worrying about something you really can't control?
Yep.
But you know, there's no doubt that it's something to be aware of, that the interest is going to be there.
As a native of Arkansas, you also, I know, follow that program and what's going on with Chad Morris. Are they entering Tubby Smith territory in that, even if they win this weekend and hold off Western Kentucky in their former quarterback, they're likely headed for another winless year in the SEC, which would put Morris at 0-16 in SEC play in his 2 years. Granted, they would owe him a lot of money, and they're still trying to figure out if they're paying or not paying Brett Bielema. What's your read on the Arkansas situation? Is it at a tipping point now where it comes to the point where, like Tubby, you're losing so much money through season tickets and boosters and all that, like that they just have to do something?
Yeah, I mean, it's bad, and it's going to be a pretty sad scene there tomorrow. They play Western Kentucky, and there's probably going to be 20-something thousand people in the stadium, and it's also a game that they could lose, which would make matters even worse, I guess. I don't think they can bring him back. I don't think they will bring him back. I just think at this point it's too far gone. There's just not really been any sign of competence there, and the fans are checked out on it. And you just 2 years maybe isn't enough time for a coach to put in his system and show what he can do and all that. But there has to be some reason to keep him, and I just don't think, at least at this point, Chad has given Arkansas a reason to keep him.
Mm-hmm. Follow Jeremy Pruitt to Tennessee, right? Like at the beginning of the year, everybody was talking about getting rid of him, but you've actually seen improvement from that team. Now, who knows how that ends up with the rest of the season, but it feels like he's got himself off the hot seat. Elsewhere in the SEC, obviously the big game, number one LSU, number two Alabama, Bama favored by 6. The question is, does this game, it's going to be fun to watch. Like, I can't wait to watch it. But in the big picture, does it even matter for anything but for the Heisman Trophy race? Because, and I say that, regardless of who wins, the All-State playoff predictor, which honestly I didn't know what it was till I read about it, has both teams' chances of making the college football playoff at better than 60%. So much like you're saying, don't get worried about Mike Norvell coming or going because you can't do anything about it. Like, why does the losing team stress about it if, in all likelihood, and they take care of business after this game, regardless of who wins, you've got a really good shot to make the Final Four anyway?
Well, I think that's a pretty tricky thing to bank on at this point because, again, the committee is made up of human beings. I with all due respect to the All-State playoff predictor computer or whatever it is,
yep.
This is a committee of human beings, and there's going to be other stuff happening around the country. You don't know, you know, Oregon, if they end up with one loss, they're going to have a pretty good resume and be a conference champion. You know, Ohio State and Clemson look really, really good at this point. And what about Oklahoma? You know, Alabama, I think, maybe more so than LSU, Alabama, if they lose this game, is going to be in a precarious position because they just won't have good wins. Now, at the end of the year, they may beat Auburn, but if it's a four-loss Auburn team that's kind of barely hanging in the top 25, that may not be a great win. I mean, if you look at up to today, Alabama's schedule's not been good. They have not beaten anybody. So I don't know how, especially Alabama, you lose this game, you're not an SEC champion, you don't win your division, you don't have good wins. Can you still feel confident making the playoff in a year where there might be four or five other teams that have one loss and do have good wins?
Talking with Dan Wolken from USA Today. Before we let you go, I got to get your pick. Bama favored by 6. I actually know your pick. I read it. You picked LSU, so two questions off that. Why do you hate Alabama? I'm just kidding. Why do you think the Tigers are going to win this one?
You know, I struggled in the picking part of it, which it's one of the reasons I don't necessarily love picking games because it's a football game and, you know, sometimes you just don't know, right? And to me, I just picked LSU because it's a gut feeling, and that the way they've played this year, it just seems like it's their year. You know, it just seems like, it feels like they've had stuff go their way. The schedule's lined up right. With the offense, they've been healthy for the most part. Like, it just feels like this is their time. And Alabama's had a bunch of stuff go against them, from Tua's injury to the linebacker injuries and, you know, all that stuff. They just seem a little bit vulnerable. I don't know how healthy Tua's going to be. So I picked LSU. But if Alabama wins, like, I will be the least surprised person on earth if Alabama ends up winning that game.
I hope we get a classic. Thanks for your time, as always, Dan. We'll catch up with you on the road.
Sounds good, Matt. Bye.
Dan Wolken from USA Today. Bennett Doyle, first of all, 30 minutes in. Hello, how are you?
What's going on?
Doing wonderfully. I'm looking forward to that game. I don't know. I think LSU obviously has their best shot to win it simply because this is the year they can put points on the board.
Yeah,
and
no doubt.
I mean, to simplify it, you're not beating Alabama if you don't score some points.
Yeah, I think LSU wins it.
I'm interested to see what Tua looks like. I know Gary Danielson tweeted out or was on someone's radio show today and saying that he didn't look anything near 100%, which, I mean, I don't think anyone was expecting him to be 100%, but not to be looking maybe as rusty as he did.
And although I say LSU, like, watch Bama just come out and destroy
them. Here's the thing.
Them.
So they're coming off a bye, right?
Right.
They've had an extra week to get ready for LSU.
Yeah.
When you start giving Nick Saban that much time.
That's the thing.
I just wonder what they'll be able to come up with that maybe confuses Burrow, gives him a different look that he hasn't seen, and I don't know. It should be a good game. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, so when we come back, and this will be a question for you. You're a dad. You're a parent now.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? Who is your most hated team? You're too mellow to have, like, team, I think.
You know, I really hate the Houston Texans.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
This is a Titans fan. And I mean, as far as locally, like, I mean, Louisville.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think Louisville will work for this situation, but let's just say it does. Let's say your son grows up, he's a huge baller, and he goes to play basketball at Louisville, and he comes to the Forum. Like, you have to root for your son, right? Don't answer that. We'll talk about that when we come back in the four stores at 444. Matt Stark here for GP, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
November is here. Football getting good, basketball getting busy, the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Going to be here before you know it. Lots going on. If you're the type of person who enjoys a drink, you're going to have lots of reasons to enjoy one this month. And if you're a vodka drinker, please allow me, Gary Parrish, to remind you to grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodka, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam, they offer a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and 2 annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
Every year, millions fly with us at Allegiant because together we go places. From how we go to where we go to what we do when we get there, we love doing it together. Save when you book flights, hotels, and rental cars only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Tampa, St. Pete, one way for as low as $43. Must be purchased by November 20th, 2019 for travel between November 21st, 2019 and February 13th, 2020. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Hi, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. Looking for something different for this year's holiday party? Let me come and cater your party. Or join us at Felicia Suzanne's. Enjoy a special evening with items such as organic chicken crepes, shrimp and grits, and end with my signature bread pudding. Start planning your New Year's Eve by joining us at Felicia Suzanne's. Call me at 901-523-0877 or go to our website, FeliciaSuzanne.com, for more information.
It just keeps getting bigger. The jackpot for Tennessee Cash is now over $480,000. The next drawing is tonight, so stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and make your play today. It's your cash, Tennessee. Come and get it.
Howie, how did Robert Irwin Jewelers start?
Started by my Uncle Robert and my Dad Irwin on 7 West 45th Street in New York City. In search of a better life for our family, they found Memphis.
And what inspires you to keep the Robert Irwin Jewelers tradition?
The mission is treasures for life for less. I'm here for life's beautiful moments to help you celebrate. Engagements, anniversaries, Christmases to come, birthdays.
And you're always there.
Yeah, it's what I do. Bigger, brighter diamonds, perfect ring guarantee, zero down up to 72 months to pay, rijewelers.com. Come see me.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Macy's Veterans Day sale has our lowest prices of the season on furniture. With cooler temperatures here, you can stay cozy and update your home for holiday guests. The Jolene two-piece sectional created for Macy's seats a crowd for just $999. Keep your bedroom clutter-free with the Tribeca Queen storage bed, only $489. And get our lowest prices of the season on mattresses, plus great Sealy closeouts. Shop in-store at Macy's.com or call 1-800-BUY-MACY.
So the holidays are right around the corner. A lot of people are going to be buying new cars this time of year. But if you're going to buy a new car, you need to buy a protection plan to go with it. Because here's the deal. Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced technology, it's expensive to fix if and when it breaks. And that's why I chose CarShield. You should choose CarShield too, because they've got affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. Here's what I love about them. You choose your own plan, plus you choose your own mechanic or dealership to do the work. CarShield's going to take care of the rest, and they also offer 24/7 roadside assistance. I had to use it just a few weeks ago, got a flat tire, but I had my baby in the car, and so I couldn't get out and change it in busy traffic with the baby in the vehicle. Called CarShield, they had someone out in minutes, got the tire changed, and I was back on the road. And they do that on a daily basis for customers all across the country. They've helped over 1 million customers. So drive with confidence, knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. Get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention the code Doyle. That's D-O-Y-L-E. Or visit CarShield.com and use code Doyle to save 10% today. That's CarShield.com. Code Doyle. A deductible may apply.
Are you shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans with great rates for your budget. Visit OrionFCU.com for more details. That's OrionFCU.com. Conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
Matt Stark behind the mic, the Matt Stark on Twitter if you want to hit me up. And that's actually, we're going to do a little change up, Bennett, because I had four stories ready to go, and actually, like, we're hitting them early.
Right,
how often does that happen?
Well, it's because of Grizzlies pregame.
Grizzlies,
you know,
pregame.
We got to push everything.
We got to keep it tight.
Yeah, we got to keep it real tight.
Got to keep it lean.
Yep.
So, being on the Twitter, see the story, and I thought, you know what? This is better than my other story. So we're going to roll with that. So let's do that thing we do at 444.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 444. Story number one.
All right, so this is going to be about Memphis football, and I know technically we talked about it a little bit with Dan Wolken earlier, but still on the heels of that great showing towards the nation on ESPN Game Day, then you get the big win on national TV, a lot of buzz about the program, and it has been, to Dan's point, obviously for a while, since Fuente was here. So we're on this six-year run. It's nothing new that the Tigers are good at football. How do you keep that success going? How do you maintain that, particularly if somebody comes after Mike Norvell? A, you got to hit another home run higher. If he goes, like, I'm not trying to push him out the door. I'm just saying you got to be thinking about these things, right? Mm-hmm. How do you build off that amazing crowd that you had the other night? So somebody on Twitter, Ryan Montross, says, and he made a pitch to Memphis Football, Tigers Athletics, and the University of Memphis president, Dr. M. David Rudd, tweeting, it's time to make a significant change in pricing for football games. We need more crowds like the SMU game, the top areas at the Liberty Bowl, should be permanently priced at $9.01, i.e. the flash sale that Memphis did last week to make sure they had the sellout. Bennett, you're a Tiger football fan. You go to a lot of games. I love this idea.
Yeah, the reason that I think that makes a lot of sense, especially for those tickets that are kind of up top, is you're rarely selling tickets, those tickets anyways.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I don't think you're necessarily going to lose money in any of those situations if you're Memphis Athletics. Like, I think that in most cases, besides last week, you're not really selling those tickets that are way up top. So to make them that cheap and get more bodies in there, sell more concessions, like, it makes a ton of sense. And you get the stadium looking full, which is something we talk about all the time because that stadium is just unfortunately
too big.
Too big. Yeah.
Too damn big.
Yeah, and so it's a way to pad it out, and I think it makes a ton of sense.
I love it. When you get down to what's the true cost of running a game? Well, they're holding the game anyway. You're paying all the city people to work the game, whatever. The cops are still showing up. You're paying them. You know what I mean? Like, all these people are happy. So what else can you do to maximize it? Yeah, maybe you're not getting the $20 that you would normally get it, but maybe you're going to sell 10 tickets for the $9.01 versus 5 tickets. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, it starts to go into your balance simply because you're getting people in the building. Mm-hmm. You're getting them there. They're buying hot dogs. They're buying beer now. They're buying what, like, and A, it also helps the perception of the program, too. People tune in. They see that. They're like, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, it's different. And it gives, for sure, and for the team, too. It gives them a boost. You know, you're playing in front of 50,000. Doesn't matter how they got in.
You don't think they were fired up last weekend?
Yeah, you know it. You know it. So I love that idea. I'm for it. 901. Let's keep it. Plus, there's no bad seats in the Liberty Bowl. Doesn't matter where you're sitting.
No.
Like, the views are just fantastic.
They're usually great. Yep.
Story number two.
Also in college football, Gary's king and savior LeBron James thinks it would be dope and perfect if Florida State hired former Seminole great Deion Sanders as their new head football coach. How do I know? Because I read LeBron's tweet. His full tweet says, man, it would be so dope and just seems perfect for primetime to be the 8C of FSU. I mean, right? One thing about it, he would get in any household on the planet to talk with the kid parents. It's time for prime. Now, to that, I would say this. Yes, Deion Sanders can likely get into plenty of football-playing households. Probably anybody that follows football, Deion Sanders, I'm going to talk to him. Hall of Famer, two-way standout, NFL, Major League Baseball. My first question, as a parent whose house he used to come into, with all due respect, Mr. Neon, may I call you that? Please tell me what happened at Prime Prep. That was the charter school that he co-founded in Dallas and Fort Worth, a school that he was fired from, rehired, and then fired again amidst allegations of assault and financial mismanagement. You can Google it if you'd like to learn more. The Dallas Morning News has an extensive story of all that went wrong. Now, maybe none of that was his fault, okay? Everyone is proven innocent until proven guilty. I don't know. But what makes you think that you want a guy associated with all that with little to zero experience coaching a football program at any level? What makes you think he's going to be a Division I head coach at a high-profile place like Florida State, i.e. his alma mater? Everybody still loves him there. I get it. He knows football, no doubt about that. But these guys are CEOs now, particularly college football. This isn't like Penny coming back to Memphis and coaching basketball where you've got 15 guys on the team, right? And 10 of which are guys that you had to recruit. Like, the other guys are just – you know what I'm saying?
And Penny also had a lot of coaching
experience. And he's got coaching experience. Yeah. And there's much more to running a football program. I have no idea. Like, I honestly, when I saw this, I thought it was a joke that his name was being thrown out there. I saw it this morning. And a lot of people are treating it like, yo, are you serious? Like, there's no way in hell that this could happen. But
I
wouldn't consider this idea for 2 seconds if I was Florida State.
I wouldn't either. If I was playing devil's advocate, I would say I'm sure he could recruit high-level players. I think that if
he's still got that swag.
Like Deion Sanders sitting in the living room.
Sure.
That's a big deal. But as far as, like, keeping that thing going, I don't know. I mean, again, like,
NCAA's falling apart right now because they can't figure out who's getting paid, and they're going to be facing all kinds of lawsuits. But they're still out there trying to crack down on student-athletes, i.e. the kid from Ohio State that just got benched that's probably going to miss he's missing Saturday, probably going to miss next week as well.
Yeah.
Like
if you're
on
Florida State, like, I know Deion Sanders knows football. We know that. We hear him talk about football all the time. But, like, can he coach a college football team, like one of the best ones in the country, I'm not so sure.
And not even that. Run it. Like, do all the other things.
Program,
management.
Exactly.
You're hiring staff. You're monitoring this, that. Getting kids to class. You're recruiting. You're doing all the things that you've got to do as a head football coach. I don't know. I mean, we hired Larry Porter. Like,
right,
if you were to hire Larry Porter versus Deion Sanders, who are you taking?
Yeah.
No disrespect to Larry Porter. He was a good man.
I'll be honest, though. I would love to see it happen just for, like, the theater of the whole thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're just here for the hot mess. I get it.
Story number three.
The reigning NFL MVP, Patrick Mahomes, is expected to start and will start Sunday against your Tennessee Titans, Bennett. Mahomes hasn't played since dislocating his knee on October 17th. That was 22 days ago. I'm no doctor, all right? Never played one in 21 years on TV. Mm-hmm. But that knee was pretty jacked up.
Yeah, it was like on the other side of his leg.
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh.
Now, on the one hand, if the Chiefs say he's good to go, I guess he's good to go.
Did you see that they said, though, that he's double-jointed, and so that's why he didn't, like, tear any ligaments or anything like that?
I did not.
Yeah. And which makes sense because he's like a freak. So, of course,
so he's pliable. Okay.
Yeah,
so. I get it. Chiefs are a 6-point favorite. Knowing all this now, going up against your defense, which actually isn't a bad defense.
No, they're okay.
Any hope that your crew can pull off the upset?
No. No.
Yeah.
Not even Patrick Mahomes, like, on a bad day. Like, even Patrick Mahomes on one leg could probably still beat them.
But the thing about your Titans is, these are the type of games they win.
They win.
Patriots, they murdered the Patriots last year.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody expects it. And then what will happen is they'll beat Kansas City, and then they'll go out and lose three straight, Jacksonville, the Colts, and then the Raiders.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I mean, Kansas City.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't see it. I think that they are going to come out and just put it. Because Tannehill, to his credit, I believe they have three offensive touchdowns in every game that he's started in so far. So, like, they are putting up a little bit more points, but not enough to play with that team. That's just my opinion.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Story number four.
All right, so the garbage fire known as the New York Jets hosts the almost as bad New York Giants on Sunday, and the only interesting thing about this game is it puts Alabay Barkley in a very difficult spot. Alabay is the father to Giants star running back Saquon Barkley. Alabay is a huge Jets fan. I'm talking he's got a Jets tattoo. It's that serious. Saquon says his dad is likely going to be wearing a Joe Namath jersey at the game, one that he gave to his dad years ago. So my question, how are you going to do that to your own flesh and blood, Bennett?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, if my son or daughter—
Is this a joke?
No!
Is this like, no, he's like—
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm 100%.
Wow.
If my son or daughter ever grew up and played pro sports and then went against, say, the Patriots or the Red Sox, the Bruins, whatever, you go down that line, you got to pull for your kid no matter what, right?
No,
like, if my kid's pitching for the Yankees, I got to be like, oh, this is awful, but, like, yay, throw strikes. Strike him out. I mean, maybe on the flip side, you can, like, hope that your kid does great and then maybe, like, goes out. I guess depending on the sport. So, like, baseball, you'd be like, okay, son or daughter, go throw out 8 shutout innings. Then you can come out. You know, maybe a no-hitter. You come out because your arms rest and then your bullpen blows it and then my team wins.
Yeah.
But that's probably not happening. You're pulling for your kid.
No question.
Like,
that's just not a good look.
I don't understand that. I don't get it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like, come on, Mr. Barkley. I'm not trying to say be a better dad. I'm not trying to co-parent with you. Parenting is hard, Bennett. You're only at the 8-month stage.
Yeah,
you'll figure it out
when you get to be
a veteran of parenting like myself.
Uh-huh.
I can understand that, though. Like, I don't want to completely slam the door on that, right? Like, I mean, like, if your kid's a running back. So, for example, you could be like, okay, Saquon, go run for 300 yards and 5 scores. And I still love my Jets. So maybe I just hope that, you know, my Jets get 6 touchdowns and then everybody's happy. I don't know, man. That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to be hugging your dad in the locker room or whatever like that? And he's wearing a Jets jersey.
Yeah, that's
And you
wrong.
Play for the Giants.
That's wrong.
That's weird.
You got to become a Giants fan
you know
at that
what?
Point.
I'll put that question to Jeff Calkins. This seems like one that's in his wheelhouse.
Yep.
I'll talk to Jeff in about 5 minutes when we come back. Stick around.
celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's eventually going to become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests, those cracks in the bricks above your garage, it suggests that you have a lintel problem, which is common, but it's also bad. There is good news, though, and that's that American Standard Foundation can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, and it's the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks above your garage in the bricks, your instincts might be to just ignore them, right? Like, I'm the same way in lots of ways. But this is not the type of problem you want to ignore because, again, this is not going to fix itself. Once you see those cracks in the bricks above your garage, the real damage is on the way. It could be weeks, could be months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse. And the way to do that is to get in touch with American Standard Foundation. Give them a call at 901-390-5568, 901-390-5568, or just check them out on the web, asfoundationrepair.com, and click on the lintel lift tab.
So Dan had a home out in Bartlett. He wanted to sell it. He did what I've been telling you to do for years. He got in touch with Josh Hysall. Josh Hysall went to work, got 12 showings in 48 hours. He sold Dan's home for the full asking price. How did he do it? He did it with the 45-day guarantee plan. It is a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, because he's effective, because he understands how to expose your home to the most buyers by using an incredible marketing strategy. Then he understands how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step in this process is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. So you get in touch with him. He's going to come out, sit down with you. Guys are going to agree on a price. Then Josh Hysall is going to go to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh Hysall will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Hysall doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He's got flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Hysall, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Win a share of $10,000 in prizes Saturday, November 23rd, when Game Show Extravaganza, hosted by Randy West, comes to the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. I'm here to tell you that since I was a kid, when I wanted the best Memphis barbecue, I would go to Corky's. Getting together with family, friends, or the team, the best way to celebrate is over slow-smoked hickory barbecue and the other great food at Corky's. And by the way, tell them Penny sent you.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised over $6 million and awarded more than 1,400 scholarships across the country. Visit Sport Clips today and help a hero. And on Veterans Day, November 11th, Sport Clips will donate an additional dollar for every haircut we give. Help us continue this honorable mission.
Chevelle.
So late!
One of the biggest names in rock is coming to you live Saturday, December 14th, Horseshoe Casinos, Bluesville. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Ages 18 and up. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11-9-19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Enjoy an array of hot and healthy dishes with today's Berks deal. $25 to Humdinger's Restaurant for only $15. With entrees built around freshly grilled fish, chicken, and vegetables. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Every year, millions fly with us at Allegiant because together we go places. From how we go to where we go to what we do when we get there, we love doing it together. Save when you book flights, hotels, and rental cars only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Tampa, St. Pete, one way for as low as $43. Must be purchased by November 20th, 2019 for travel between November 21st, 2019 and February 13th, 2020. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Hi, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. Looking for something different for this year's holiday party? Let me come and cater your party. Or join us at Felicia Suzanne's. Enjoy a special evening with items such as organic chicken crepes, shrimp and grits, and end with my signature bread pudding. Start planning your New Year's Eve by joining us at Felicia Suzanne's. Call me at 901-523-0877 or go to our website, FeliciaSuzanne.com, for more information.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
Wow, wow, wow. Monster news just into the station. Memphis attorney Leslie Boland says that the NCAA has declared Memphis freshman James Wiseman ineligible, telling reporters a short time ago that Penny Hardaway helped finance Wiseman and his family's move to Memphis back in high school. Wiseman moved from Nashville to Memphis, as you're all well aware, played for East High School. The NCAA has deemed Penny Hardaway to be a booster. We are joined now by Jeff Calkins from The Jeff Calkins Show. You listen weekdays 9 to 11. He's a former attorney. Jeff, monster breaking news. What in the world do you make of this?
Well, it's devastating, obviously, for the University of Memphis. And I'll be honest, I'm in Buffalo visiting my elderly parents here on the bye week. None of us needed this news to happen right now, let's be clear. But I certainly didn't. And so I haven't, Leslie had a press conference. We were there. The Daily Memphian was there. I don't know.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.